Bez Hashem continues Simon Lamed Beis Sif Gimel, Shir number 71. And we are discussing the Dioy, the ink of the Tefillin. And the Mechaber tells us here in Sif Gimel, Yichtivein B'Dioy Shachar. You should write the Tefillin with black ink. Bein Sheyesh Bo Yimei Afatzim, Bein Sheloi B'Mei Afatzim. Whether it has Mei Afatzim, what are Mei Afatzim? Mei Afatzim is this gallnut resin. We're going to be discussing a lot of technical points. And this is the first step to understand how to write the tefillin. So whether this black ink has this gallnut resin or doesn't, that's what you should write, you should make the ink from. The Ramaz says, Ulechatchilo, ideally, ideally, you should make the ink from oshon eitzim, from this smoke of the wood, or from the oils that are shruyim b'me'afotzim, that are the fats that are soaked in the me'afotzim, the gallnut resin. Chmashi is bar yardeya, as is discussed in yardeya sim reisha and aleph, which discusses the Ksivas Sefer Torah, writing a Sefer Torah. Kosav afilu ois achas v'shar minit tzevoinim. What happens if a person wrote even only one letter with a different color? Do we say batel b'roiv? Do we say that it's nullified in the majority? Oy bizov, or he wrote one of the letters with gold. Harei elu psulin, the tefillin are pasul. Mechaber says further, im zorak afroi zov al oisiyos. If they took, a person took the gold dust and he threw it on top of the letters. He wanted to make it look nicer. And then someone said to him, you can't do that. So what does he do now? He's mavir azov. He removes the gold. He removes the zov. V'yishor ksav atachto in the kosher. And it'll remain the ksav hatachtoin, the bottom ksav, meaning the black ksav, and it'll be kosher. Avli mizorach hazov al ois mias koris ein leitakona. What if a person put this gold dust on one of Hashem's names, the askoris, the name of Hashem, there's no way to fix the problem here. Why not? Why can't you just do what you did in the previous few words, which was scrape off the actual gold dust? And the reason is, she'osel have azov mishum dehavi kemoichek es Hashem. It's forbidden to remove the zov, because it's as if one is moichek the shame, is as if one is removing Hashem's name. You can't do that. You can't delete, you can't erase Hashem's name. Okay. So that's the Mechaber here, Sif Gimel. We said that the ink has to be black. Even if one letter is not black, it's a problem. If you put gold on it, it's a problem. If you put gold dusting on it, then you should scrape off this gold dust, this which you crushed up. If you, however, put this gold dusting on the name of Hashem, then one is not permitted to scrape it off because of the iser of removing and erasing Hashem's name. The Mishnerus says in Sif Katan Gimel, Zayin rather, Sif Katan Zayin, B'Dyoy Shachar. He asks, what about a dark blue? A blue that looks like black. U'Dyoyim Shemareyu Doyme Lemar HaKochu. A Dyoy in ink that looks, a color looks like the Mar HaKochu, like blue. So he says, look at the Be'alacha, where the Be'alacha tells us, Lechatchila, well, he says more than that, he says, Yeshi Yesh Lahachme Shalai Lichto Yibuzeh. He says, one should be Machmer not to write with the blue. Now, sometimes, the person, he has a certain dark blue pen, and the person will look, is that a blue or black? You have to take a look, and look at it closely. So even a blue like that should not be used, it has to be a dark black. So the Mechaber told us, that the way to, the Ramah told us the way to make this black ink is from Oshon Eitzim Oshmanim Shuyim B'Mei Afatzim. What is Oshon Eitzim? Perish. Don't put kuma. Kuma, they translate as gum. Kuma is gum. Look at this, I believe it's from plant. And this kankantum is vitriol. Shekoyim b'loshin Ashkenaz kubavaser. Copper sulfate. So he says here, one should not put this inside of this the ingredients to make the ink, the black ink. Why not? Ki lechatchila b'inon ksav sheyuchal imochek. Because when you write the tefillin, it's possible you're writing a letter, you made a little too long, you want to fix something. When you're still writing it, you can still fix it. Once you go on to the next part, the next letter, then we have issues of Shloike Sidrin. When you're still in the middle of writing it, you could fix it. But here the concern is that if it dries, he says, Ki lechatchila b'inon ksav sheyuchal imochek. You want a ksav that you can erase. Oh, very good. You have pictures on the screen here. This is what? This is copper sulfate. Okay. Okay, very good.
The point is that copper sulfate is blue.
Uh-huh.
And we're talking about it has to be black. So the problem is copper sulfate is not black.
Oh, that's the issue. I realized I didn't see that. I mean, I see it on the screen is blue. I didn't realize that was the actual color. I just thought it was what you posted. Interesting.
No, these are pictures of copper sulfate.
That's copper sulfate. Okay, very good. Thank you for sharing. And everybody on the recorder, you should know that copper sulfate is actually blue. But it seems like they would put this. He says, don't use this stuff. Don't use this kuma, the gum, or this vitriol. This copper sulfate. The concern here is in Sifkat Neches is that you want to use something that can be erased and that cannot be erased. And it won't be erased. That's mitzvah min hamuvcha. In other words, don't use this kuma and kankantoim, this copper sulfate. Avladina, however, lemaisa lahalacha, he says. He says, if you did make it like this, it's still kosher. It's still a kosher type of ink. He says they would actually use all three. They would use the me'afatzim, the gallnuts, the kuma, the gum, and the kankantoim, the copper sulfate. And it would be cooked together. So we have our chemist with us right here. So thank you for your assistance. The Hari Odif Tfei, and this is the better way of doing it by using these three ingredients together. I have never seen anyone use this Oshon Eitzim, the soot of the wood, Oshon Eitzim, or the Shmanim, to make this ink. Ach Eshedah, you Oisim mit Yoy Shal Koitzim, Kamash Yassim Beshem Mariel. Could be they use this Dyoy, this ink of the Koitzim, as the Mariel discusses. Chayim Pasuk get Mekushu B'Sefer Berke Yosef, Lassus Kimin Agenu Achshav, that they pass like what? You should make it like our minik today. The hadiyoy ha'osim ya'oshen eitz mishmanim miskalkel v'nimchak b'nokel ha'kein ein noegin b'yachshav. It seems like the ink made from this oshen eitzim mishmanim is too weak of a print. It doesn't have a good, strong color. It doesn't stay for too long. And therefore, he says, one should not make the ink from that. So a dioy that was just made from the me'afatzim, from the gallnut resin, okay, without the kuma, and he says it translates to guma, gum, that's how we translate this, or just from the kankantoim, and the kankantoim we said is this copper sulfate. So it's only made from one of these ingredients. is possible afilu b'di'evid. Even di'evid, it's possible. Now, from that picture we saw, we can clearly understand why. It's a blue color, right? The other two, you have to see what those are exactly. Kein kosev agro. This is how the Gro writes in Simon Tofrei Shtadi Aleph. So it's interesting halacha here. The Mishnah says that you can make tefillin and mezuzas with the ink from stam yenam. And in the Dirshu note, he explains that even though we're going to see later on in Sif Kotim Kuf Samech Vav in Mitzvah Hashem that it has to be what you're making the tefillin has to be that which is mut beficha, something that you put in your mouth, something that to some degrees we call it edible. So stam yenam is not edible. Now you can't drink it. Says the Tshuva's Dvar Shmuel.
It's edible, but not by a Jew.
Right. Well. So, okay. So. Very good. So he says the shoyne din yayin kelin shiniskalkil v'ein roi la'achila. So it's not fit to drink it. That's the problem over here. V'shuv ein boy iser. And he says therefore there's no iser. Kelin shiniskal got ruined. In other words, it got ruined. But it sounds like what he's saying is that intrinsically, if it wasn't stam yayin, stam yayinam, it would be okay.
The problem I see with that.
Oh, so you're raising.
Because the footnote we just.
No, you're raising a good point that how are you going to have black from the wine?
Right.
Unless you maybe make blackberries in this ingredients of the wine also. I don't know, but you're raising a good point. So he says further in regards to the stam yayin discussion, she'ein ze min ha'osur ba'achila. It's not osur ba'achila. The davar acher gorem lo psul. Something else caused it to be possible. And therefore, we'll see in Sif Lamed Zayim, it's Hashem shemot alazor es or abate mi or nevelos atreifus. Hashem she davar acher gorem lo psul. And this is something that we'll learn in Zayim, it's Hashem, that you ask somebody, can you make your tefillin from an animal that was not shechted? So the first thing they'll think is, oh, no, it wasn't shechted. They can't use it. That's incorrect. If you find a cow that died, you have the carcass of the animal, you can use that cow, that carcass, to make your tefillin. Shechting the animal permits you to eat it. It's nothing. We're not eating this animal. We're wearing the klaf. We're wearing the tefillin on our arm, on our head. That's what we're doing with it. So it's the point over here. He's saying it's a davar acher is gorem loy psul. Something else caused it to become possible. D'yoy ain't sarich la'asoy s'lishma. So this is also another halacha that mi'ikir adin, you don't need to make the d'yoy, the ink lishma. We'll learn, just like we learned already by tzitzis, after you make the tzitzis lishma, the tefillin we're going to discuss has to be made certain parts lishma, but the actual ink that you write with does not have to be lishma. He brings in the Dirshunot Amnon Lechatchila, the Sefer Mikdash Ma'at writes in Yeradeyas Simin Reish Ainal Sekol Amiches Shim Efshar Roy Lahad Elasoyis Lishma. If it's possible, it's appropriate that the ink should also be made lishma if it's appropriate. He says further, he says that ink that was made specifically for Stam. Stam is a very important acronym which we need to know. Stam stands for Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos. Samech, Tof, Mem. Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos. So ink that was made for Stam, the Be'er Halacha writes later on in Sin Mem Beis, in the name of the Mishkanes Yaakov, She'ein lishtamish boy ledivrei chol. One should not use it for divrei chol, for mundane things. Person needs to, he likes to use fountain pens, he wants to fill up his fountain pen with some of that ink, and he writes checks, he does his math, whatever he does. He says, should not do that. Kevin shehazman leguf hakdusha milsi. Designating this ink, leguf hakdusha, for the purpose of kedusha, that itself has some status of now it should not be used for mundane activities. But unless a person made a tanai, a condition, initially when he made it, that it will only be used for the purpose of, it will be used for whatever he wants to be used for, not just for the purpose of the tefillin. So then we said, even if you have one letter of the tefillin with a different color, even one letter, it's going to be possible. Says the Mishnah Berurah, doesn't mean the whole letter, even part of the letter will be a problem. Lav dafka doesn't mean the whole letter. Duhu adin miktsas ois kegoin kutzo shel yud. Even the kites of the yud, the little prong, the little piece of the yud, that's a tiny, tiny line, tiny little line, if that's a different color, it's possible. Sif cutting yud, we said you cannot use b'sharim and tzivayim, other colors. She'enim shachar, if it's not black, goyin ha'odoyim v'hayorik, k'yaitziboy, it gives examples of it's red or green, it cannot be used. And then we said, what happens if a person put these gold dustings on the letters? So we said, scrape it off. Mavir hazov, remove the zov. Va'af al gav, turn the page, the chol zman. Shein mavir posel. So Mishra was asking a question. He says that if I don't remove it, it's going to be posel. So maybe it should be posel if I remove it. If I don't remove va'af al gav, the chol zman, shein mavir posel. The ksav elyoin is mevatel ksav tachtoin, because the top ksav already now nullified the bottom ksav. The black that I wrote doesn't exist anymore. You can't see it. And even if you can see it, there's a gold on top, which is covering it over. Nonetheless, le mikri alidei ha'avara ksiva, shloik esidron kevin she'en koisev ki'im mavir, v'nishir ha'ksav ha'tachtoin memela. So this is a very, very important halacha. And we're going to come across this halacha throughout the whole entire discussion of these halachas of in the Siman. And that is like this. When we discuss, it cannot be Shalach Yisidron. When the tefillin had to be written in order, the parashas had to be in order, the psukim had to be written in order, that means to write it. But when you are removing something, when you are mavi, when you scrape something away, that's not called ksiva in this regard. It's not called ksiva. So when I scrape away the gold dusting, I didn't write anything. So it's not like I just wrote it, and then it's maybe like a sidra that's out of order. No, that's not called ksiva, and it's totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the question. Can you, we know like on wood, they put shellac, they put a little protective wax coloring, wax on it. Can you put a, can you shellac your letters to protect it? You want to protect it, let's say it shouldn't get scratched by a Sefer Torah. Sometimes you see a person who's laning, he has the yad in his mamish, he puts his yad, he's touching every single letter of the Sefer Torah. Can you put a shellac on this, the shellac on the mamashis. If it doesn't have any mamashis, there's nothing, there's no viscosity, there's no thickness to it. Says the Hart Svi, Ratzi Pesach Frank Zatzal. The Shari, it's still fine. And we time is that Side Shemutil Murayach Allah Oisius Chimer Shakov Bilti Nir La'ayin. He says you could put this clear covering over the letters to protect it. And what you're accomplishing is that you're going to protect it from getting damaged or from the blackness falling off of it. Now, it seems maybe more of an issue by a Sefer Torah, but technically it can be done also by your tefillin and mezuzah. At the end of the day, he does say it's mutter, but he does conclude with tzarech iyun. Lemaisa, if one should really be doing something like this, he doesn't really conclude. He says we have to delve into this topic further. And we will stop here. I wish everyone a good Shabbos and a wonderful Yontif of Kabbalah Satayra. Mitzvah Hashem will continue with Simin Lamed Beis, Siv Dalid, at the next year. that the letters should not be connected to each other.